Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi. Yevama is Daf Ayin. We are holding at the 11th line from the top of the Amud. Back to the Mishnah, where we learned how Eved Poisel Mishum Bia V'chu. In the Mishnah we learned that if a Bas Yisrael married a Kohen, she can have Truma. If the Kohen passes away, she has to stop, provided there are no children. But if he left behind a child or even a grandchild, a mother is still bound to the family, it maintains her Achilas Truma privileges. Conversely, if she was a Bas Kohen, an Isha from a Kohen family, married a Yisrael, no Truma here. Kohen, a Yisrael passes away, she goes back home, shares her family's Truma, provided there are no children. But if there is a child from this husband, or even a grandchild, even if he's a mamzer, she's still bound to that family, but an Eved not. If it should so happen that there is an Eved grandchild left over, how could that be? Let's say their son married a Shifcha who had a child who's considered an Eved. He's a non-player, a non-factor. She can ignore his presence. My time, how do you know that? Omakra, ha'ish av yaldei atil adaneo. Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. A Shifcha and her offspring belong to the owner, to the master. The child of a Shifcha is an Eved, relates to the Shifcha, is not considered a Yisrael, despite the fact that father was a Yisrael. He identifies with his mother, a Shifcha, which leaves the grandfather of this Eved without children. He has no offspring. This Eved relates to the Shifcha. It doesn't relate back to the grandfather. It's like a possession. It's like a chamor. It's not something which is considered his child, his offspring. And therefore, we don't reckon with this in terms of achilas truma discussion. However, a mamzer, if he should so have a grandson who's a mamzer, he is a factor. He is a player. He does affect the equation. Mamzer poisel umachel, both ways. He's poisel, that's a case where grandmother was a Bas Kohen who married a Yisroel, who passed away, but they left behind a grandson, a mamzer. She hangs on to her status. She still cannot eat truma. She's still connected to the Yisroel family on account of this mamzer. Umachil is the other way. She was a Bas Yisroel, married a Kohen, she had truma. He passed away, but left behind an offspring, mamzer. Grandmother still holds on to her truma on account of this grandson. Tanur Rabbanan, this is all based on the Pasuk. So we have the Bas Kohen, Pasuk speaks about a Bas Kohen, married to Yisroel, left him, she's an almana, a grusha, vizera einla, without any children. Pasuk says she goes back home and shares her family's truma. Vizera einla, einli elazara. You think it only applies to actual children, first generation children, a child. What about a grandchild? Zera, zera, minayin. What about a grandchild? Does that affect the equation? Yes. It could have said ain without a yud, as we find elsewhere. May ain yivami, may ain bilam. The extra yud is the ribui to tell you mikol mokim, any sort of offspring, any sort of descendant, even a grandchild, has the same effect. Ain li elazera kasha. Perhaps only a legitimate child. Zera posel minayin. What about a deficient child, such as a mamzer? Is he a player? Yes. Tamaloymer vezera einla. And we darshan ayin ala. Again, the yud here is telling you to focus. Ayin. Investigate. Any sort of offspring plays a role and has an effect. How can you use the same pasuk for two things? V'hafiktil lezera zara. You've already used this pasuk to include grandchildren. That you don't need a pasuk for. Zera, zara, lo yistrukra. There's no need for a pasuk. B'nei banim, harihin kibanim. Because we already know. We had it back on the Samach Beis. regarding the mitzvah of Peru Revu, right? That grandchildren count, just as children. So that's obvious. A grandchild would be a factor. Ki yitzrukra. What then do we need a pasuk for? Lezer apostle, to speak about a zer apostle such as a mamzer. He has to be reckoned with. Oh, malay. Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment. Where we learned that Eved or a guy interacts with a Bas Yisrael, that child is a mamzer. As mentioned in the Mishnah. Who's speaking here? Amalei Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan. Keman, ki Rabbi Kiva? Is this only Rabbi Kiva speaking? The Amar Yesh mamzer mechayev ilavin? A child born by way of interacting with a man where there's a lav, like an eved, like a goy. Rashi says, "Eved tilchavim loisis chaten bam, eved loisia kadesha." These are lavin oriented experiences, and according to Rabbi Kiva, no kedushin can be activated in a lav situation. And what follows, what results from that is that a child from this type of union is a mamzer. It goes hand in hand. No kedushin equals yes mamzer. Mishnah says that a goy and eved interacts with a bas yisrael is a mamzer produced. Is this only Rabbi Kiva, not the Rabbanon? It's not going lahalacha lemaisa. Afilu tem Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon would agree that in this case, even though it's only eved gechav and eved, it's not chayev kares. Still, you create a mamzer. Afilu rabbanon moidu. Afilu tem rabbanon ba'evet kechavim ve'evet moidu. In this case, they agree that it's a mamzer. The achi aser Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi mishum Rabbeinu. He quoted Rabbeinu, who is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That oivet kechavim ve'evet ha'avah bas Yisrael. What happens? Havlad mamzer. So typically, a mamzer is only produced through a chayiv krisis, etc. But not a chayav elavin, which is less severe. We have one exception, which is the guy and the eved. That's so far out. If they interact with the Bas Yisrael, they create this mamzer situation. Now the Mishnah concluded with an interesting irony. You have a kohen gadol, who sometimes could make a problem. Kohen gadol ba'amim shepoisel. He can disqualify. He can disallow his grandmother from achilas truma. How's that? She was a kohenes from home, married to a Yisrael, who passed away, leaving behind a grandson. So it was their daughter's son. Daughter married a kohen, they had a son who was a kohen, who could be a kohen gadol. If he's the only descendant, if he's the only offspring from this grandfather Yisrael, so grandmother is still bound to the family. She has to stay there, so to speak, without truma. Here you go. A kohen gadol is being paisel his grandmother from truma. He's forcing her to be connected, to be bound to the family of Yisraelim. And he's a kohen gadol himself. Tana rabbanon. So now Mishnah, we have a grandmother speaking. Lo yay semeres, lo yay kivni, kohen gadol. No, there shouldn't be many like this grandson of mine who's a kohen gadol. Look what he's doing to me. He's taking away my truma. In the Braisa, we express it a bit differently. Tana Rabbanon, Hareini Kaporas Ben Biti. Grandmother gets up and says, look, any hardships, any yusurim that I experience should be a kapora for my grandson. Kuza means a small container. Rashi says, here, she's referring to whom? To her grandson, the mamzer, who's somewhat deficient. He's illegitimate. He's a mamzer. But look, as we just explained a minute ago, sometimes a grandson mamzer can be of help to the grandmother. Let's say she was married to a kohen who passed away. She has to stop truma. But if she has a grandson, even if he's a mamzer, she still has truma. So she's praising him. Harene kaparas, it's an expression of endearment. Harene kaparas ben bui ben biti kuza. Shemachileni v'truma, look how great. My mom's a grandson, he's bringing me to Truma. But my grandson, Kohen Gadol, that's the other case, where it was the reverse. She was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, who passed away, but there's a grandchild left behind who happens to be a Kohen Gadol. He is disqualifying her from Truma. Ve'eni kaparas ben biti kada. And I don't want to take on myself the kapara. Yisurim to be mechaper for my grandson kada, this big vessel. Kli chashav the kain gadol. Look what he's doing to me. Shepo yislein min hatruma. Because of him, I can't have truma. You know, on the topic of Yisurim, I saw recently the Chafetz Chaim said a beautiful mashal. What role do Yisurim play in a person's eternal success? He says like this, you go to a wedding, the chasen, the kala, everybody's here, the families, the guests, the food's great. What's missing? You look around, something's missing. You search and you search. You know what it is? There's no band. Music, that makes the wedding. He says in a person's life, davening is great, learning is great, mitzvahs are great, chesed is great, but to really get somewhere in Eil Haba, to get very far, you need the music. You need the band. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Yisurim, hardships, loyalein, difficulties in life. That purifies, that is mezachich, that enables us to really go very far and have a successful Eil Haba. Okay, getting back to this grandmother who in exasperation is negating her grandson, the Kohen Gadol. Look what he's doing to me. So we have an irony that a Kohen Gadol, who is serving on the Mizbeach, actually disallows his grandmother from Truma. And the Mamzer, with all his issues, he's the one giving his grandmother Truma. Hadron Allah Almana. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'orel v'chalat meim. Lo yeichle b'truma. A Kohen who happens to be an Oral, or is Tamei, may not have Truma. Interestingly enough, Rashi here, if you get to take a look, it's about third way down, Ha'orel, Rashi adds another twist to the Orel scenario. He says it's not just a regular Orel, it's Kohen Shemesu Echav Machmas Mila. His brothers had an unsuccessful Mila experience. Apparently it's a family of hemophiliacs, and I'll have a problem with Mila. It's Pikuach Nefesh, so we don't do Mila. Still, he's still an Aral, and he can't have Truma, which is a great Chiddush, and Tosfos dwells on this. He says, look, it's a big Chiddush, because it's Pikuach Nefesh. He has no mitzvahs Mila. We can't hold it against him. Look, all his brothers passed away. He's not allowed to do Mila. V'chai b'hem, right? Life's more important. Even though, says Tosfos, Af agav de'i efshar loy lomu v'pnei ha-sakana havei oral. Fact is, he's an Orla. He has the Orla skin on him. He's affected by the Orla. So it's not mitzvah related. He's parted from Mila, but he's still an Orla. It's a big chiddush. In any case, the Orla, the Tamei, cannot have Truma. But it doesn't affect their families. Nusheyin. Their wives, their slaves, they can have truma. Rashi says, there's nothing wrong with this kayin. He's still a kayin. He still needs some sort of remedy. He has to become tar, he has to take off the arla, but there's nothing inherently wrong with him. And therefore, he can feed his family. As opposed to the Petsua Daka, this fellow who's a Vori Azacha were damaged. Petsua Daka, Krushavcha, the Gemara soon will explain this. Hein Vavdei Nechelu. So the Kohen himself can have Truma, despite the fact that he has this condition. And likewise, they're slaves. But their wives not. Uneshein Lo Yechelu. You know why? Because a Petsua Daka and Krushavcha are allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So by interacting with her, it's a lav, and it makes her a chalal. Chalala, as she says. It makes her a apostle. So she cannot have truma. But, vim lo yoda, but let's say they did not interact physically, mishanasa b'tzuodaka ukrushavcha. From the time he became a b'tzuodaka, a krushavcha, he kept physical distance from her. So even the wives can have truma at this point. There's nothing wrong with being married to him, as long as there's no physical interaction. What exactly is this fellow? His beitzim, his male eggs were damaged. Even one of them. Ukrushafcha, what is that? Kol shenichras hagid shaloi. The gid Eivar Zachar was cut. V'im nishtayer ma'atara. Afilu kuchut asara kosher. At what point does the gid begin? So the gid goes up until the atara, which is that raised skin at the tip of the Eivar Zachar. So as Rashi explains, let's say it was some damage done to the tip of the Eivar Zachar, and it goes back to the guf. It was cut back to the guf, but there was still a little bit of the atara left over. It's fine. Even if it's just chutasara, like a size of a hair. Why? Because as Rashi explains, that's where the gid, that's where the actual vein begins. And if there's a little atara left, so from the atara portion all the way back to the guf is intact, then you know the gid is intact. In any case, an oral may not have truma. How do we know that? Tanya, Amar Belezer, Menayin lo oral she'inichel betruma. How do we know that a kohen who's an oral can't have truma? Shenemar, Toisha v'socher bePesach. We learn it through Gzeres Shava. We have the term Toisha v'socher by Korban Pesach. It says Toisha v'socher lo yichal boy. Two types of avodim, as we're going to see soon. So they can't have a carbon Pesach. V'nemar toishav v'sochav b'truma. We find the same lashon by truma. It says toishav koyin v'sochav lo yichal kodesh. We're making gzereshav. Make a comparison. Mal toishav v'sochav amar Pesach. Just as by Pesach, oral asur boy, an oral cannot partake in the carbon Pesach. We have a pasuk. It says an oral can't eat carbon Pesach. Av toishav v'sochav amar b'truma. Likewise, a toishav v'sochav by truma, oral asur boy, oral can't have truma. So just as Korban Pesach can't have truma as well, which features this lashon toishav v'sochar, an oral cannot partake in truma. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. How do we know a kohen oral may not have truma by way of gzeirah shava from Korban Pesach? Rabbi Akiva Omer, ain't need tzarech. You don't need gzeirah shava. Why? How are you Omer? The pasuk by truma, which speaks about a tummy not eating truma, pasuk has an extra word. It says ish ish, a man who is tummy may not have truma. The extra ish is coming l'rabbi sa'oral to include an oral who the Torah now deems tummy. He's like a variation of a tummy because of that erla that is present on his guf. So we have two possible sources for the oral being disqualified from truma, either exer shava from Karban Pesach, or ish ish l'rabbi says oral. And Tosis points out that this Gemara here is the very source for the other Gemaras, which always quote Rabbi Kiva as saying that an oral and a tummy are synonymous. An oral is sort of a variation of a tummy. Regarding Alila Regal, etc., it's right over here in this Gemara. Ish Ish Rabbi Sa'oral is considered like a tummy. Omar, let's go back to Rabbi Elazar. Blazer, Omar, Nemar Toisha V'Sachar B'Pesach. Nemar Toisha V'Sachar B'Truma. We have the Gzer Shava from Truma to Pesach. Ma Toisha V'Sachar. Omar B'Pesach, Oral Osir Boy, just as by Pesach, we find the Lashon Toisha V'Sachar, an Oral cannot partake. Av Toisha V'Sachar, Omar B'Truma, Oral Osir Boy, likewise Truma, which has the phrase Toisha V'Sachar, an Oral is disqualified. You have to say it's Mufne. The Gzeir Shava is using a Lashon, using words which are extra words, and apparently available, and meant for this Gzeir Shava. You know why? The Ilav Mufne, because if it's not extra, Yikel Mifrach, you can oppose the Gzeres Shava. If it's a Gzeres Shava Mufne, then it's as though the Torah explicitly said it. You can't ask, you can't challenge it. But if it's a Gzeres Shava using words which are not really extra words, then if you have a way to challenge the equation, you may do so. The Ilav Mufne, because if it's not Mufne, Yikel Mifrach, you can challenge the comparison. You're comparing Truma to Pesach? Mala Pesach Shekin Chayov, no love mission Pigel, the Noiser of Tomei. Pesach has an advantage over Truma. It's a carbon. There's Pigel, there's Noiser, there's Tomei. Right? So if there was a Machshava during the Avodah, which was inappropriate, it makes it Pigel. If it's left over beyond the Zman Achila, it's Noiser. If he's Tomei and he has the carbon, all these cases, he has to bring a carbon Chatas. This doesn't apply to Truma. Truma is at a disadvantage relative to Pesach. How can you compare the two things? Answers the Gemara La'ai, correct, yes. Afnuya Mufna, it's a Gzera Shava Mufna. Hi Mufna. Which one of these are extra? We have Teisha B'Sachar by Pesach, Teisha B'Sachar by Truma. Which one is the extra phrase which generates Gzera Shava Mufna? Either Truma, is it the one by Truma? Well, Mitzrach Trichi over there. Both words are needed. The Sanya. The Brisa says, Toshav is a Kanoi Kinyan Oilam. And the Pasuk says that a Toshav, Kain, or a Sacher should not have Truma. What is the definition of Toshav? What is Sacher? Toshav means Kanoi Kinyan Oilam. Rashi explains, a Jewish slave, an Eved Ivri, but he had his earlobe, you know, bored. He was Eved Nirtza, Eved. Oilam, it's called, even though it's not really forever, till Yevil, he's a long-term Eved Ivri, and Sacher is a temporary, short-term worker. Zekonu Kinyan Shanim. He's only there until, you know, until Shemitah. And both these fellows, who are Avadim of a Kain, cannot share his Truma. And both are needed. Both types of people have to be discussed. Why? Why can't the Pasuk simply say that a Toshav, a long-term worker, cannot share his owner's Truma? And you automatically deduce that a Sacher, a short-term worker, can't. If a long-term can, then certainly the short-term. I'll say, on my own, I'll conclude, if the long-term Eved can't share his master's Truma, because he's his own man, he's a Yisrael, he's not like an Eved Kanani. So if the long-term fellow can't, certainly, Kanoi Kinyan Shanim LeKoshken, of course, the short-term Eved should not have Truma. So why does the Pasuk have to mention them both? Ilu Kain, if only the word Toshav, I would switch around the definition. I would say, Toshav Ze Kanoi Kinyan Shanim. Perhaps Toshav means a short-term worker. He can't have Truma. Aval kano kinyan oilam oichel, but maybe a long-term worker can. That's why we need both terms. Ba sachar v'limin al toshav. Once the Pasuk mentioned sachar and toshav, two different types of avadim. Long and short-term. And this tells you, sha'av apisha kano kinyan oilam ein oichel, even the long-term ever doesn't need. There's nothing extra here. Everything is needed. Everything is important. Each word teaches us a separate lesson, which we wouldn't otherwise know. So it's not mufne. Ela de Pesach mufne. Oh. The phrase Toshav v'sachar by Korban Pesach is extra. Why? Hi, Toshav v'sachar the Kasav Rachmanu of Pesach. Mind you, when we say Toshav v'sachar should not have the Korban Pesach, who are we speaking about? Are we speaking about Toshav v'sachar mamish? These Jewish slaves, short and long term? How could the Pasuk say that they shouldn't have a Korban Pesach? Lo yoichlu boy. What do you mean? They're Jewish. They're chayiv in Korban Pesach, like everybody else. Just because they're working for somebody? That potter? Mishum da'av lo yitoshav v'sachar. Just because he's working, if they're limit Pesach, that exempts him from Pesach? So even though he's an Eved, but he's an Eved Ivri. He still retains his own identity. V'kaimel and Gabi Truma, you just told me by Truma, the Lo Yachal, an Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved of a Kayan, can't share his master, his owner's Truma, apparently, because he's his own guy. Almolei Kanelei Rabbi. His master doesn't really have a true hold on him. Tosis points out, of course, he has to give him a get shichra upon release, but regarding mitzvahs, he's his own person. Has his own obligations. Hachinami, here as well, by Pesach, lekanele rabbi, his owner doesn't own him. So of course he has to eat the carbon Pesach. So why does the Pasuk speak about these people? Elolaf nuhi, it's an extra Pasuk, which is now available to generate that gzera shava, that comparison to truma, and allow us to transfer, to bring over, to extend the iser of an Uril eating carbon Pesach to the Uril eating truma. Asks Tosfos. You know, there's one thing to say that the Pasuk is extra. But here, what is the Pasuk telling you? A Toshav HaSachar cannot eat Korban Pesach. You just told me otherwise. Toshav HaSachar, which we assume to be Jewish Avadim, have to eat Korban Pesach. Ask Tosfos, just because we want an extra Pasuk, in order to make a Mufne, Kosav Sheker, would the Torah speak Sheker? It says a Toshav HaSachar cannot have Korban Pesach. And they're eating. What does the Gemara mean? Taisha's answers, he brings a mechilta as such, that we're going to actually learn the pasuk differently. Taisha v'sachar referring to a goy. And that makes sense, because the goy is not going to have the korban pesach. But still, it's extra, it's unneeded, because we already know that a goy can't have the korban pesach. We know from the ben nechar, we're going to see later. So really, it's an extra unnecessary phrase, and that's why it's going to generate the gzera shava, which is going to be considered a full-fledged, open-ended gzera shava mufna, which will allow us to learn the Isser of Earl by Truma as well. Asks the Gemara, okay, so it's available. It's an extra phrase. But only on one side of the equation. Makati Mufna Mitzad Echadu. Only on the Korban Pesach side of the equation. Not on the Truma side, that's fully needed. V'shamini l'Rab Lezer. We know that Rab Lezer himself, the one that subscribes to this drasha, he holds the Omar Mufna Mitzad Echadu Meidim Mishivim. We have a Gzeir Shava, which is only available on one side. Sure, you can compare, you can connect, but if you have something to oppose and to refute, you'll have to do that. And here we have a teshuva. We can say, well, Korban Pesach is way higher than Truma. Korban Pesach is a carbon. We have pigle, noiser, and tummy. How can you compare? Answers the Gemara. No, it's going to be a double mufna. Ki even the lugufi le tzarech. Since this lashon teshuva sachar is not needed for Korban Pesach, as we explained. So we have two words here. We'll distribute it. Shadichad alamit. We'll take one word and apply it to the truma, right? We'll sort of distribute the words. We'll take one word and apply it to the truma. V'shadichad amalamit. And one word on the Korban Pesach, which is a source. V'havel egzer shava mufna mishneit stad. And here you go. Egzer shava, open on both sides. And you can't oppose, you can't challenge it. And that's how we you know that an Earl should not have truma. Asks the Gemara, if that's the case, let's bring over other halachas as well from Korban Pesach to Truma. Ima Pesach Oinen Aser Boy, just as by Pesach, an Oinen, a fellow whose close family member passed away on that day, cannot have Korban Pesach. Av Truma Oinen Aser Boy, perhaps the halach of Oinen applies to Truma as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Beisir Rechanina, no, we have a special Pesach for that, Omar Kro, V'chol Zor. This is by Truma. It says V'chol Zor lo yechal kodesh. We have a drasha V'chol Zor, extra word, to tell you Zoros amart lo chavalei aninos. Only a Zor, a non kohen, cannot partake in Truma, but an Oinein, a kohen who's Oinein, can have his Truma. Eim avalei arelus. Maybe V'chol Zor is coming to exclude not the Oinein, rather the Aral. An Aral kohen can have Truma. Different than what we're learning until now. What do you mean? Haksiv, Teshuv HaSachar. We just finished learning that there's a Gzeir Shava, Teshuv HaSachar, which brings over the Halacha from Pesach to Truma. Umar Rois, who's to choose? Who's to pick? You see, Korban Pesach has two Halachas. Aral can't, and an Oinin can't. We have a Gzeir Shava, comparing Truma to Pesach. We have a miut, v'chol zar. We don't apply all the halachas by truma. Who's to decide which one yes, which one not? Which one to bring over from Pesach, which one not? You're telling me, well, Arla we bring over, but not aninus. Maybe bring over aninus and not Arla. Mistavra, Arelus, Havrilir Buye. It's more probable that Arelus is more is more suitable candidate for Isser. It's more severe than the Einin, and therefore it's a svara. If you have to pick one or the other, you're going to bring the Isser Arelis over to Truma over the Isser Aninus. You know why? Shekein mechusar maase, an Aral still needs a maase done to rectify himself. Umaase begufa, it's a personal maase. Vanush karas, if he neglects bris mila throughout his lifetime, he gets karas. V'yeshna l'fnei adibur, interesting that the mila is considered yeshna l'fnei adibur, it was applicable before Matan Torah. It started way back from Avraham Avinu. Umila zechara v'avodah ma'akeves. When it comes to Arlam, when it comes to mila, we find something unique that we don't find by the other mitzvahs. Even if one's children or slaves have yet to undergo the mila, their father, or in the Eved case, the owner, cannot have Karban Pesach. And all these things, these five elements, are only to be found by Arla, not by Aninus. Let's go back again. We have Mechusar Masa. A Masa has to be done. Remove the Arla. It's only an Arla, not an Oinin. Masa Begufa, it's a personal Masa. You don't have that by the Oinin. This curse only by the Arla. If Neadibur is only the Arla. And certainly Mila Zchar Vavad, that's a Mila-related concept. And therefore, we prefer applying the Issa Arla to Truma rather than Aninus. Adrab, the other way around. Aninus have a little buoy. If anything, Aninus has an advantage. Aninus is a constant phenomenon. Lo'eleinu, if there's a death, Aninus comes back all over again. It can happen repetitively as opposed to Bris Mila. That's only once per lifetime. So the Aninus, in a way, is higher than Arla. Number two, V'nei Heges Banashim V'Nashim. Aninus is something that pertains to men and women, as opposed to Mila. V'ein Bod L'Sakin, Aninus is not something that he can address. V'ein Bod L'Sakin is Atzma, it's not just a Mila you can just take care of. Aninus is not pertaining to him, it's not in his control. So we find three factors found by Einin, not found by Arla. Hanach Nefishin, but the factors found by the Arla as opposed to the Einin are more numerous. It's five versus only three there, and therefore we prefer the Arla over the Einin. Rabba Amar, b'lo yanach nefishon, without this numerical advantage, nami lo matzas amris, you cannot suggest that when you have a choice of what to bring over from Pesach, should I bring Arla over to Truma or Aninus over to Truma? When you have a choice, you can't ignore Arelus and take Aninus. You know why? You can't suggest Shavkin and Arelus will disregard the Din Arla, the Chsiv Begufi, the Pesach, which is actually mentioned in Karban Pesach. We'll disregard that. We'll ignore that. We won't bring that over to Truma. We have Fin and Aninus from Pesach, and we'll bring Aninus from Pesach to Truma. And keep in mind that Aninus is not really mentioned in Karban Pesach. The Pesach Gufi, how does Pesach know that an Einin is also by Pesach? Mi Maaser Garmin, it learns it through Xerushel from Maaser. So it's more plausible. If you're going to bring something over from Pesach to Truma by way of this Gzera Sheva that we learned, Teisha B'Sachi, right? It's going to be something which is a Pesach-oriented fact. And that is Arla. Asks the Gemara, okay. So you're bringing the Issa Arla from Pesach to Truma. Do you know that there are two aspects to Issa Arla by Pesach? Ima be Pesach milas zuchara v'avodah ma'akeves. As we mentioned before, not only can a person who is an Arl himself not eat the Karban Pesach, even if he's fine, but his children aren't, or his avodim, that holds the owner or the father back from eating Karban Pesach. So perhaps by Truma as well, this halacha should apply. Av Truma, Mila Sahab Zachara, Avadim Akevis. Maybe his children, Avadim, hold him back from eating Truma. Amakrova, a pasuk that undoes that. Umalta Oisai, Ozei Chalboi. By the Karban Pesach, you have to address your kids and your Avadim. Then you can have it. Boy. Boy tells you. This is specific to Karban Pesach. Mila Zachara, Avadim Akevis. Boy. Mulechal Pesach. Only by Pesach do we have this concept. But by truma, we don't have this concept. If that's the case, if you're focusing on the word boy, well, guess what? By Earl itself, we have the word boy as well. Let's say called Earl Echal boy. An Earl can't partake in Karban Pesach. Boy, only in Karban Pesach do we have this issue. Boy in Echal. Abel Echal will be truma. But an Earl can have truma that undoes the whole sugya. What do you mean? Haksiv, Teshav HaSachar. We have a Gzera Shava, which allows us to bring over the din of Aral from Pesach to Truma. So that aspect of Aralus will bring over. He has to be okay. When it comes to his children, his Avadim, that's not applicable to Truma. How do you know? Umar Reis, who's to say that only this aspect of Aral is a concern, but not the other aspect? He has to be okay, but ignore his children. Mistavra, it's plausible that Arelus to Gufi have a little buye. The personal Arelus aspect, that should be applied to Truma. That stands higher than the other aspect of his children or his avodim. You know why? It's personal. Should get masa begufi. It's a personal issue. It's a masa that has to be done with him himself, as opposed to the children and the avodim. That's not on his person. Number two, v'anish kares. If one neglects his personal mila obligations, it results in curse. Not so when it comes to his children or his avadim. So is a svara that this aspect of mila, this aspect of erla, since it stands higher than the other aspect, if we have a choice between one and the other, we'll bring this over to truma, not the other one. Because it says boy, right? Boy is mimayit. It only applies to Pesach, not truma. Adra, but the other way around. Let's prefer the other aspect of mila, children and avodim, as opposed to his personal mila. Why? We find advantages there. Mila suchar of avodav, have a little boy. We should apply the din of the children, the avodim, to truma. Shekein yeshna b'chal shah. That's applicable at all times. It's a recurring chiyuv. Every child that comes along, it's a new chiyuv. Every eved that comes along, as opposed to his personal mila, it's only once in a lifetime. So perhaps that is superior. Hanach nefishin. The factors pertaining to the personal mila, ma'aseh begufay, anushkaris, those are more numerous to this one factor found by the avodim and the scharim, therefore that's preferred. Another answer to this kasha. Why do we prefer applying the personal din of erla as opposed to the children and the avodim? Even without this concept of this numerical advantage, you can't suggest that when it comes to truma, we're not concerned with him being an Arl. He can have truma if he's an Arl, but only if his children are Arl and will get in the way. How can that be? Can there be a possibility? His own personal Arlus doesn't get in the way of his truma. Arlus da'achrini ma'akvabe. If others are Arelim, i.e. his child, his Evet, that gets in the way. Does that make sense? And therefore we say, personal Arelis, that's a problem by Truma, but not offspring, not Avodim, because we have the Miut, Boy. It only applies to Pesach, not to Truma. Continues the Gemara. Hash to the Amr's Broidle Drasha Uda Asa. Now that you mentioned the word Boy, which is used as a Drasha, only this, not that. Let's focus on other boys that we find throughout the parasha of Karban Pesach. Kol b'neichar lo yichal boy, a fellow who has been estranged to Hashem, left a path, strayed from mitzvahs. He cannot have the Karban Pesach. Lomali, why boy? What's boy coming to teach us? Answer is, boy hamoras das boy selas. Hamoras das, straying from the path of Yiddishkeit, will disqualify him from boy, from Pesach. Ve'ein amoras das b'selos b'maser, but doesn't have any effect on his ability to eat maser. And Tosfos brings a different girsa, Gemara Pesachim, it doesn't disqualify him from truma as well, only from karbonis, from the Pesach, but not from anything else. The Pesach says, kol orel lo yichal boy. What's boy coming to tell us? Lomali boy. Lomali, what's boy for? Boy ain't a eichel. An earl may not have the Korban Pesach, aval eichel hu b'matzo marr, but yes, when it comes to matzo and marr, Now Tosfos and Pesachim asks, why do I need a pasuk to allow him? To allow an oral and a matzah and mar? He says, v'chi kedusha yesh b'hem? Does matzah and mar have kedusha? Why would I think an oral can't eat matzah and mar? It's not a carbon. Tosfos learns. The chiddush is he has to partake in matzah and mar. Don't think, look, Pesach, matzah, mar, it's like one bundle, one package deal, either all or nothing. No, the chiddush is true. Oral can't have the Pesach, but he must. He has a chiv. He has a mitzvah like anybody else when it comes to matzah and mar. V'yitzrich l'michtav oral, v'yitzrich l'michtav kol ben necher. Why does the pasuk have to tell you that an oral and a ben necher cannot have carbon Pesach? Both are very similar conditions. They neglected the mitzvahs, whatever reasons, and once we have one, why don't we know the other one? Both are needed. They're different and not really comparable. Because of Rachmana Oral, if only mentioned Oral, Mishum Demois, I would say the Oral can't have a carbon Pesach because he's repulsive, he has the Oral skin. Aval Benechad Loi Mois, but Benechad, although he's far from the proper path, but he's not Mois, he's not like an Oral. Eberloi, perhaps in this case, he can have the carbon Pesach, he's not disqualified because of Rachmana Bekol Benechad. If we only mention that, I would say Mishum Deinli, but Shamayim, his heart is totally misaligned. And therefore, he shouldn't have a carbon Pesach. Aval Oral Delibul Shamayim, but an Oral, he's perfectly fine. His heart's in the right place. Rashi explained that the Oral's brothers passed away before him. He's held back from Mitzvah Smila. And as much as he wants, he can't. Emerle, perhaps, in his case, his condition won't interfere with his ability to eat carbon Pesach Tzricha. That's why the pasuk mentions both. Each one has a chiddush. Once we're on the topic of words and drashes, we have one more shaila. Mimenu mimenu lamali. Pasuk says al toichlu mimenu no. Right? Al toichlu esiru mimenu ad boiker. All about the carbon Pesach. The word mimenu is extra. Lamali. Look at the rabba. Amar Yitzchak is coming to tell you the halacha of Rabbi Rav Yitzchak, which we're going to see by Hashem in a couple of daf. Okay, so in summation, the husband passes away, leaving over some zera. That keeps her bound to the family, and even grandchildren count, even if he's a mamzer, but not an evet. Evet is a non-factor. An earl may not partake in truma. Why? We have two possible sources. Reb Lezer, it's based on the Gzeirah Shava Toshe V'Socher from Truma to Pesach. Or according to Reb Akiva, Ish Ish, any person whose tummy cannot have Truma, Ish Ish, and the Rabbi is Ha'aral. We have one difference between Pesach and Truma, whereas by Truma, it's only a personal issue. If he is an Aral, he can't have Truma. By Pesach, we add another element as well. Not only if he's an Earl, can't he have the Korban Pesach? But even Milas Zechara V'Avodav get in the way as well until he addresses their Bris Milah and that enables him to have Korban Pesach as well. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.